Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my name is Dave Hughes, and like everyone else, I've got problems. One of them is the fact that my wife crashed her car. Well, actually, that isn't even the problem. But the problem came when we were waiting for the tow truck driver to get the cars apart, and my dog, who happened to be in my wife's car, bit the owner of the other car. He bit the owner of the other car. Now, that is a problem because my dog should not bite people. His name's Barkley, and I rescued him 11 years ago, and he should still be grateful, but he's not. He bites people, and he doesn't look like a biter, and that's an issue for me. Recently, we're in a park, and a woman who had dreadlocks, she said she wanted to pat my dog. I said, I wouldn't do that. She said, I'm a dog whisperer. I said, I still don't think it matters. She said, it's going to be fine, don't you trust me? I said, I trust you, I don't trust Hannibal Lecter over there. She said, no, it will be fine, but it wasn't fine. She went to pat my dog and he bit her. She said, he bit me. I said, yes, you're a whisperer, but he's deaf. So that's the problem we're going to solve tonight, but I'm not the only one with problems. Australia's got problems. Let's get on with the show! Take real problems and we find real solutions. And tonight we have four of the best problem solvers in Australia, I believe. Let's give it up for Harley Bray and Edmund, Nazim Hussain and Julia Morris. No one is immune to problems.
No.
But we are here to solve people's issues and we're going to start right now. Mm-hmm. George from Lawn in Victoria. He says, my girlfriend is very attractive.
Oh.
Good on you, George.
Doesn't have a problem.
No, but she has a slight mustache. And it's a bit of a turn off. I don't know how to approach this. Do I tell her about the mustache?
Yes.
Yes.
And you could word that. Would you like to break up?
Yes.
Because yes. That's the only way you can bring that up.
Yeah.
Well, is it though?
It's not going to end well.
It's not going to end well, is my point.
I mean, I'm going to be honest here, and my wife's very attractive too, George, and she once had a little bit of an issue.
Don't do it.
It's a little bit of upper lip hair. Mm-hmm. We eventually, rang her up on the radio and confronted her with it. Exactly. So, but I mean, I think all women, don't all women have that issue?
Some people don't care.
Yes.
They're just like, check this out.
Yeah.
My mother, I'm sure she'd be very happy with me talking about this on television.
Tread lightly, Harley.
Yeah. She's 67 and she's noticed a bit and she's using a lighter to get rid of it.
Nice.
It's not normal, is it?
No, that's the answer.
There's something wrong with her. I walked into the bathroom, she was like, hello, darling, just burning off the hairs.
Why don't you just make a fake email address, call it, you got a hairy moustache at gmail.com. And you don't even need to have a subject line.
All right. So George should troll his partner.
Yeah, and that, because then she can't be like, did you send me this email? And you can be like, how dare you think that me, your loving husband, would send you something horrible like that?
Yeah,
and
I can't spell.
She gets a message and you're the good guy.
Yeah, right.
Just don't confront her. Make up a fake email address.
I think the problem is when you're looking into your lover's eyes and you look like you think you're looking at Merv Hughes, basically. So I think that's the problem.
You know what? Sometimes Dan will, he'll broach subjects with me where he's like, baby, and he'll say it gently and sweetly, but he'll be like, are your arms ready for that dress? Which sounds mean, but then I get out And then I'm like, why would anyone let me go out like that? Who didn't see my arms? I can't see it because I'm so in love with myself. So I just think I look amazing all the time. So I need that backup from my partner to go, baby, maybe, right. Maybe not the mini.
So George, just say, honey, is your face ready for that mustache?
I think my solution is this compromise. Wax the moustache, wax the balls. One for one.
Oh, fresh bag.
Do the balls as well.
I would just add to that from experience, don't use wax.
For sure.
Because it's a sensitive area and a razor is just fine.
Right. The razor isn't just fine. I've only ever done it once and there's no straight lines on those things.
No, there's not.
Why hit every corner?
Can't you get the trimmer? Get the trimmer that does the Cheshire Garden flowers? Why? What does that do?
It gets caught in between the teeth. No. Can I say, this is very serious, don't ever use the hair removal cream. That is not good
is it?
At
really?
All.
What's that?
I drag myself along the carpet like a dog. I mean, I would if I was to use that product.
Yeah, no, what I just heard.
I spent a lot of time. Basically, I look like Merv Hughes down there.
Harley, I reckon, lighter.
Hey, Mum.
George, you've got about 5 solutions for the price of one, so we're going to move on, all right. This is the next problem. It's sent from Sandy in Brisbane. She writes, I am a smoker, and recently my 12-year-old son has started asking me for a puff. I don't want him to smoke and was thinking of sharing a packet with him so he can realise how bad they are. How can I discourage my son from smoking? And is there any smokers on the panel?
Well, can you put a half a hand up with a wine?
Can you... So can you be a half-time smoker? Is that possible?
No, I'm really in semi-retirement these days, but I've had a good go at it over the years.
When was your last cigarette?
Yesterday, but making him smoke a whole packet is only going to make him chuck. I don't know that it's going to teach him the lesson, is it?
Well, he vomits, so he never smokes again.
I don't think that happens. I think what happens is you vomit and then you can't wait and then you're jonesing from the nicotine the next day anyway.
Yeah, right.
Dave, so, I actually started smoking when I was 8.
Wow.
Did you?
Yeah. Down in the... I used to steal them off my mother. She was a smoker.
When you were 8?
When I was 8.
My son is 8 right now.
Yeah, he'll be at it right now. I used to go down the park and smoke them. And my favourite thing was to butt them out because that's what Mum used to... She always used to butt it out like as a punctuating sentences.
Right, really. Yeah.
Like, that's why you'll never amount to anything. And so we were butting them out in the park and my friend and I were walking away from the park, also 8.
Yeah.
And she started nudging me. She's like, turn around, turn around. We turned around. Whole park was on fire. Yeah, and we were like running and the fire engine was coming in the other direction and we ran and just to each other's houses and hid.
Oh was God. That the last cigarette you ever had?
No.
If I have had the odd night out and I come home, Dan's like, oh, no, babe, I can't kiss you because I can smell it out of your lungs.
Did you say Dad?
Dan.
Oh.
Dan's like, I can't kiss you. So I can't smoke because I can't have the kissing turned off. What?
Yeah. He kisses you a lot, does he?
Oh, you wouldn't. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, you've been together for a long time, so, I mean, kissing can dissipate.
I'll lean in. I've got no issue with it.
I stopped smoking when the baby arrived. They ruin a lot of things. I still smoke jazz cigarettes. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to
What's
explain exactly
cigarette?
What
it's,
that
it's
is.
It's a cigarette you have while you're listening to jazz.
Yeah.
I thought like a specific type of cigarette.
Yes, it's very specific to jazz.
Mm. He's talking about marijuana, Nazeem. We do not promote...
We don't condone at all. We don't condone that.
Guys, we need a solution here. What are we saying? Are we saying no?
No, don't make him smoke the ciggies. Sit down and have a proper word with him. Just go, mate, really? Not yet.
It's time for her to quit.
Yes. Yeah, quit. You quit and your child does not start smoking. Are we happy with that?
Yeah.
Here we go. This is a video problem. Take a look.
This is Sarah from the beautiful Surface Paradise. My problem today is my lover of 2 years refuses to kiss me on the lips. Sex, beautiful, beautiful, can't complain, see stars. But how can I get him to show his more affectionate side by kissing? Help me get him out of my mind. Help me, Izzy. Bye.
She's from Surfer's Paradise. No, that's a real issue.
So he won't kiss her on...
He won't kiss her on the lips.
He won't kiss her on the hardware. But take the ring out.
Yeah, obviously she said that they have, you know, sexy times.
Yeah. And I corrected, I saw a...
You saw a ring,
I saw a ring here. Yes. I'm not hooking into that.
Because you might literally hook into it.
You wouldn't hook into it.
What if you cracked your teeth on it?
And maybe it's rusted as well.
Maybe he's got one and they're worried about being chained.
Oh, yeah.
Like that for the rest of their
life. Oh, like David Blaine.
Yeah, the magic rings, yeah. Over time, the kissing reduces, doesn't it? But they're early on in their relationship. But not for you, Julia.
Not for me.
Dan.
No. Dan and I started dance classes.
Oh, did you?
We do a dance class once a week. I tell you what, it improves the kissing.
How often are you kissing your partner?
Like
a proper passionate kisses?
Pash. Couple of times a week.
Yeah, wow.
That's nice. Tongue in.
Yeah, I can't roll. Yeah, totally. But not rolling around. I can't bear it. I just say to him, look, if you haven't started by 9:30, don't even bother. Do you know what I mean?
Like, do you ever kiss? Tired. Can I say, do you kiss? And my wife complains that when I kiss her, I just want something else. Like, I don't just kiss her
standard.
For the sake of kissing.
What like, kind of things? Like, just a milkshake?
No, well, it's...
Relations.
Yes, I want a...
Six-bedroom house.
You know what I mean, though? So, I mean, the kissing can dissipate. Harley, you're not that long into your relationship, are you? But you've got a baby.
It's almost 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, but does the baby stop the kissing?
The baby does...
What kind of a sadistic baby do you have? Stops the kissing?
No, we co-sleep.
Yeah, well...
That's a controversial issue, too.
Yes.
Apparently you're not meant to sleep with the child
do
in
what
the
you
bed.
Want.
And then we will try and... The baby's asleep, we will attempt to have, as you put it, relations.
Yes.
I say do roots because because Queensland. And it's very... Well, you're in this... You're trying to be very quiet.
Oh, yeah. I call it silent rooting.
And then the baby kicks off.
And then the dog comes in like that. What's happening?
And then everyone just shut the hell up. They're still kissing.
Absolutely. My wife sometimes can be so silent that I just have to go, are you still awake?
Well, I used to say it's the hottest sex you've ever had because when you've got kids, you've got to keep the doona right up and around you. Dan's coming at me like a stingray. I mean, you're like, get a foot out, anything. Just get some... I need some cool air under the doona.
Andy, are you a kisser? Do you love kissing?
I've kissed, yep. And I've been known to kiss.
And you're single,
but
you're single at the moment, Andy?
I'm single at the moment, yep.
So have you kissed recently?
That's a yes.
I don't know whether that's a yes or a no.
What happened?
I've
kissed boys
overseas. Overseas? What is that about Australian women? A lot of Australian women think they have to go overseas to get action.
Well, they have a look at you.
Don't laugh at that.
Anyway, yes, I've kissed... But some people don't like... Sarah, I've been in relationships where someone doesn't like kissing.
Really?
Like, they like other things. They like you, but they just don't want to put their tongue in your mouth.
And how does that make you feel?
Alone. No, all right. I mean, it's not the best bit.
Oh, it's a cool. That's,
what's the best bit?
Getting your foot out.
I think she looks gorgeous and fun. I wonder if that's just simply that hardware.
All right, get the ring out, try again, have some mints and then go for another one. Just relax. You're getting main course, so who cares about that?
As long as you're getting the foot out.
Who needs the entree?
Break up with him, girl, mustache.
This is a tricky problem from Nerida from Perth. She writes, a few weeks ago I overheard a friend making fun of me and it really made me upset. She doesn't know I heard her. Should I just suck it up and move on or confront her and tell her how I feel?
Everybody talks behind everybody's back.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you never think it's happening, do you? Like, everyone's so deluded that they think no one's ever spoken about me behind my back.
So you think that actually happens with everybody?
Well, it happens with you a lot.
It's happened happened to me professionally. When I was living in London, I got I had a nighttime show called Liquid News, and we would do like an Entertainment Tonight style thing, right?
On, on the BBC or something?
Yeah, on BBC Three.
Look at the jealousy.
Currently on your TV show. And you're like, how'd you get that?
So I was invited into Tom Cruise Minority Report movie opening one night.
He's burning, look at this.
All of a sudden, someone broke through the barriers in in Leicester Square, one of those great big red carpets, and kind of ran at me, hit me, this little kid, and kept running. I was like, what? The next minute, this great big bouncer comes up onto me and he's like, oh, could you just step back from Mr. Cruise, please? I'm like, what? And he said, that Mr. Cruise. I'm like, that little kid. So I walk further down the red carpet and I see one of the crews that were working on my show, and they were sort of, I assume they were getting little grabs from people about the movie, right? Yeah. So I knew whatever I said wasn't going to be used on air. So I'm like, who the... It's Tom Cruise thinking it's, you know what? He's this big! He's this big! I put it in my pocket. Oh, Tom Cruise, I'm a new star. I'm out of the religion. The whole bit, I'm giving it to Tom Cruise. Yeah. Oh, we're all laughing. I get inside the cinema and they're playing it live. So I'm kind of getting, you know, when you're kind of on your way to your seat?
Yeah.
I'm on my way to a seat like that. And then the publicist is on the other side. She's like, just keep coming. And took me out. So. Oh, I wasn't allowed to stay for the movie. So Tom Cruise.
And how long did you last on Liquid News after that?
Not long. Look,
he's smiling again.
All right, so just suck it up. Take every laugh you can, Nerida, and don't worry about it. It's all fun, yeah? Look at us. We're all successes because people have laughed at us, you
know? Yeah, totally.
So, yeah.
No problems here.
No problems here. We've got an audience member with a problem so big they've driven into the studio solely for the purpose of getting that problem solved. Can we welcome to the stage Dicko? Dicko,
mate,
thanks for coming along, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, so what is your issue?
Right, so when my ex-girlfriend moved out, she happened to have one of my credit cards in her purse. That was fine.
She happened to?
Happened. Well, she had it. She used it for groceries and stuff. Whatever.
Yeah, what a great boyfriend you were.
I know, right? Didn't think much of it. Then got a credit card alert saying it'd been maxed out. Tried to speak to her about it. It's been a bit difficult.
Yeah.
Do I claim these as fraudulent or do I maybe just kind of let it go?
Do you ring the cops on your ex, basically?
Maybe, yeah.
Why did you break up with her?
It just wasn't really working out for me.
Was there a mustache?
It kind of is.
But spending after you've broken up is inappropriate.
I do it.
I agree.
Look, I'll fully...
Amazing.
A couple of little, I call them revenge taps.
Yeah, no. If you want that money back, then you just ask for it and you get it.
Okay.
But if you feel like you could let the balloon go and you've learnt your lesson and you know now that if things do go sour, that on the day they go sour, you call the bank and you cut that shit off.
It's like, I mean, I imagine, how much was it, mate? Was it like
A grand or so.
A grand.
Yeah, so it's not that much, right?
No, it's not that much.
I mean, not to Husey.
Not to Husey.
You could go around to a house and just take $1,000 worth of valuables. That'll go well. I reckon the solution is that Husey just gives you $1,000, yeah?
Yeah. Don't give me $1,000. Hang on, this is not Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. All right, I do have a... I've got a gift for you right now, all right? So it's a debit card.
No.
From Visa. And guess how much is on there?
How much?
$50.
Can I borrow your card?
All right. Everyone, give it up for Dicko. After the break, is it time for Nazim to grow up? Don't go anywhere. Come on back.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, it's Barry Dubois here. I hope you're enjoying this podcast, but if you're looking for something else to listen to, head over to Hammer at Home next. It's where I interview interesting people from all walks of life. It's a lot of fun and I'd love to have you in our company. See you over at Hammer at Home.
Welcome back to the show that turns problems into solutions. And now my guests or our guests have been doing such a great job for other people. It's your turn to get your problem solved. Nazim, what is your issue?
Well, I'm just about to become a dad for the first time. I'm 13.
That you know of?
yeah, I was a virgin before I got married, so.
Well, probably the first time then.
I'm a virgin.
Well, if you leave it long enough, you go back.
Man child, but I don't want to be. I'm actually trying as hard as I can to be a grown-up. But the other day, I had to babysit my niece and nephew, and I thought I did a great job. Took them out to the park, we played games, did all sorts of activities. Then she came to pick them up, and I realised that I didn't feed them for 5 hours. I actually forgot to feed them. And I started blaming the kid. I was like, well, she didn't tell me. If she's hungry. I was like, well, what about the one-year-old? I was well, you know, that's a good point. I had no answer. You know, I'm wondering whether, you know, when you become a dad, that all of a sudden, your biological maturity just kicks in. And if not, I don't know what to do. I just need to know what to do. to be a
no,
dad.
It doesn't kick in. It's a daily struggle to make good decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it'll change your life. I mean, when you have a child, you've finally got something you're prepared to die for, and often you wish that day was today. So.
As a Muslim man, you'll.
Wait, you're going to say I'm going to die for something because I'm a Muslim?
No. No, I'm saying that you'll probably start drinking. It just helps the end
you
of the
just
day.
Have to.
Make the day go away.
We've got something up here. Let's have a look. What is this, Nazim? What is that?
That's from Google Images. It's we've just gotten over the safe zone, actually, so we haven't really told anyone.
You said you've just got into the safe zone. That you're never in the safe zone.
All right, well,
waiting from now. I mean, in terms of, it's all good. You can talk about.
Oh, no, once they're born, it's worse.
It's worse.
Absolutely,
everything's worse.
It just keeps growing.
Have and guilt and fear for the rest of your life.
Please be okay.
This sounds awesome. I'm really looking forward to parenthood.
I think Nazim, we are all on your side. As if Nazim's like, isn't Nazim going to be a great dad? Yeah. And you have an issue.
Sure. One. Many. I was on Tinder recently.
Good on you.
Yeah, bro.
I like it.
Were you getting a lot of swipes? Were you getting swiped? Right?
Nah, I don't care. Sometimes I get a swipe.
Did you put your comedy festival poster as like the photo?
Oh, I have used, well, I've had...
So you get a date and a sale?
I'm not on there anymore. That's not a bad idea. I'm actually not on there. I took myself off there because someone found me on there and put my tweeted it. Like, took screenshots.
What's
and went,
how
what?
Desperate Dan Edmonds?
Yeah, and I am.
Warnie's on Tinder. It's fine.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
I know.
That actually makes it more embarrassing.
Anyway, having a swipe, swiping away.
Mm.
It's like, oh, hello. That's one of my friend's husbands.
Oh.
Yes. And no, not like incognito or anything. Full name, face, Facebook photo. I'm like, what's going on here, right?
Did you swipe right?
Yeah. You're going to get caught. 100%.
You're going to get caught.
It's so
do you want
dumb.
To get caught, though? Like, have the guts to end the relationship you're in and then go and slide it in wherever you want.
Although, this is for consideration. Someone took an image of me and used it as their Tinder profile.
Oh.
No, aren't you handsome, Harvey?
No, well...
Must be the tattoo.
Yeah. Are you sure it wasn't you and this is your cover?
Yeah, that's complicated.
Well, this is a good place to air it, isn't it?
Just real front-footed.
I can turn this around.
So you should do...
I reckon they're on there either... Well, maybe they're on there as a couple.
Yeah, you know what, Anne? It's not your dog. Don't
I
walk
agree.
It. Don't walk it.
Don't walk the dog.
If it's not your dog, don't walk it. That expression has set me free. There's lots of problems that happen where I think that, and I with my moral compass, I want to ring that person and let them know that they're doing the wrong thing. And
yeah,
what about if it was her looking at Dan's photo? Would you want to know?
And here's the twist. It was!
Come out there! All right, that's a very good point, I've Juliet. Got, all
yeah,
right.
Well, if Dan was
what
on
if she's
there,
walking your dog?
I would be so delighted with the night off. I even said to Dan, look, if you go out and you accidentally pick up and, you know what, just don't worry about it. Just don't snore when you come in.
All right, so just leave it alone.
I reckon, yeah, not
well,
your dog.
I feel
it.
Like if I contacted them, they'd be like, yeah, we know we're on there, you idiot. Like,
why don't you swipe right, chat them up, meet him with a wig, and then just see, just get the...
What, I have
the...
to wear a wig?
Oh, don't... no, your hair's great. I'm just saying... Like, I meant like you've got to hide your identity. You've got to go on the date, get the backstory, see why he's on there, just through the course of the date.
It could be a whole new show.
And then figure it out, yeah.
Okay.
No, right,
I'll walk the dog.
Walk the dog. We know that celebrities also have issues, don't we?
Yeah.
And they deserve to be solved, and we're the place to solve them. Right now, we're going to bring out one of the coolest celebrities in Australia. She's brilliant. It is Ricky Lee.
How's it going?
Really good. We're loving the show and we're loving the fact that you've come on board to share one of your problems.
Yes. I, oh gosh, this is a lot. I am not a super affectionate person.
No,
that's
you're not.
That's not my biggest problem. But I'm...
As the host of the show, I was expecting a kiss then. I didn't get one.
I'm not a very touchy person.
Yeah.
I'm not lovey-dovey. It's just not...
It's not your thing.
It's not my thing.
You
it's
sing about love, but you...
I sing about love a lot, but it's really not my thing. I feel really uncomfortable when I talk about love. It's a very heavy word for me, and I save saying I love you to for, like, my husband.
Yeah.
But anyone else, that's kind of the end of it. Like, I don't even say I love you to my sister when we talk on the phone, which is just not the way that we grew up.
You love you, but you do love your sister.
Of course, I 100% love my sister, but I don't...
Well, I hope she's watching so she can hear it for once.
But the issue that I have is that lately I've noticed lots of random people in my life, acquaintances and people that I work with and people that I pay for a service.
Yeah.
Saying...
Love ya.
Love you. Not love ya, love you.
Oh.
And it's just...
What sort of services are they... What are we talking here?
No, like I get a massage once a month and a facial.
Yeah. So you get a massage off the same person?
Yeah, I've been going to the same person for years. And then you turn up and you have a chat and it's like, oh, hey, how's it going? How's your dog? Oh, great, awesome, cool. Sit down, massage, pay, out the door, bye, love you. And it just... I don't know what to do.
But you don't love your masseuse, do you?
I really like her.
Well, you might love your
masseuse. I love what she does. I love how I feel.
I think that the word love is a bit like the word legend. I think it's incredibly overused and quite disposable. And so I'm like, that guy's a legend. You're a legend. I dropped a cake around to your house. How am I a legend?
You're a very busy woman.
Oh, that's very true, actually.
If you drop a cake around in my house, I'll call you.
But love is the same. So love ya is really more thank you for helping me out these days, I think. And I love that you love, that you only save it for special people and how special they must feel, that they're the only ones that have it from the true heart rather than just the disposability
and
of having it.
That's the thing, I don't like when people throw it away.
People can be too flippant. I was in front of a venue, I was doing a season at once, and right in front of the venue, and someone walked up to me and said, I'm your biggest fan. I said, great, and they said, what are you up to? My name's above the theatre. I'm doing a show. I would have thought my biggest fan would be onto that.
I think you just set up a fake email address and try that.
But also, with your masseuse, next time you get a massage, just say, I'm not paying you today, and see if she still loves you.
True. It's in awkward and vulnerable. Like I get a spray tan as well. So like you know,
your spray tanner loves you.
She loves me. She comes in and she spray tan. And you stand. You girls know what it's like.
Yeah.
I don't know if guys, if you know.
No,
what
I
like.
Know absolutely.
You stand there and you're getting like
every day
sprayed in the nude. And then she packs up her little pack and you're standing there like bye love. And she walks out and says I love you.
Maybe you could swap it for saying I love a skill. So I love the way you come and help me out with my tan.
Yeah. I'm having a crisis over here because I've just never heard, I've never been spray tan and someone said I'd love you or had a... I'm sitting here going, oh, no. Like, what? What's wrong with me? What is it?
Yeah, my spray tan has never said that either.
Yeah.
Is it okay for men to get spray tan? I know that Nazim doesn't actually need it, but is it okay for men to get spray tan?
Yeah. Yeah, my husband gets spray tans every now and then.
By your spray tanner?
Yeah. She doesn't love him. It's just me that gets stuck with the L-bomb.
Mm. Oh. I think you're right. I think you say you need a little thing that you have to, you say in response, like, I appreciate you.
See, that's a more me thing to do.
Yeah.
But that's great.
Okay, that sounds nice in theory. Let's play it out then. So you're leaving the shop and then the tanner's like,
clammy.
I love you. And you're like, oh, I love the way you do your job. Like,
you get in first before the I love you comes. I know I never say it because I'm not that sort of person. I never talk about icky love stuff, but I love what you do for me and I do really appreciate it. And that'll...
And then she says, and I love you.
And then you can just go,
and I'll be like, oh, you're great.
What about thanks? I love you, Dave.
Thanks. I think we've nailed it.
Yeah. I feel like there might be a mixed message from Ricky Lee, because what does your necklace say?
It says love.
Reading off your chest.
You're just reading your... I love you. Bye.
Oh, my husband gave me that. Yeah. So yeah. I love it.
Right, absolutely. And if someone wants to find love with you, they just have to look at your chest.
Yeah.
Sorry I brought it up.
Well, I think we've got a solution for you there. The fact is, obviously, you've got a body which people do love. Your masseuse and your spray tanner.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe just keep your clothes on. Everyone, do not expect Ricky Lee to say she loves you. She does love you, but she's not going to say it. Can we give it up for Ricky Lee? We're going to be back. I have a dog, and there's a massive problem with my dog, which I talked about at the start of the show. He's a psycho, and I need help. We're going to do that next. Come back.
What do Tom Jones, Borat and Eddie Munster all have in common? You can hear them all on the Starstruck with Angela Bishop podcast. I'll give you all the behind-the-scenes goss on what went on with some of my most fascinating interviews over the years. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. We solve everyone's problems on this show, including mine. And my problem of the week, Hughes's problem of the week, was... my dog, Barkley. As I said at the start of the show, my wife had a bit of a car accident the other day. Barkley was in her car. No one got hurt during the accidents, but for an hour and a half, the cars were stuck together. Barkley was tied up on a fence just back from that photo. And the owner of the car that my wife ran into went to pat Barkley, and Barkley bit them. So that's adding insult to injury. He's a great dog. We do love him. There's no doubt about it. But every now and again, he bites people. He gets a bit bitey. But if we have a look at photos of him, he's such a lovely dog. He's such a... There's Barkley.
Aww,
he loves to swim. He loves to dig. He's a lovely dog. We've had Barkley in the family for 11 years, but we're just worried about his little bitey, bitey, bitey stuff.
How much is he biting, though, Dave?
Not that much.
Just that one situation or just noticed a little bit more?
In 11 years, probably he's into double figures.
So his sight might be going, because oftentimes that dogs get a little bit scared if their sight starts to go.
Yeah, right.
Then they will get a little bit nippy. But the part of the reason, apart from the general safety of the doggy when you click him in the back...
Yes, yes.
Is that if you do have a car accident, dogs are famous for going mental.
Yeah, right.
Barking, biting to get out
of
there.
Right, so you're saying just the car accident.
Full fright comes on.
Yeah.
So, but he might have either some hearing issues or some sight issues if he's 11.
He bit a carpet cleaner recently.
It's almost like you've been spending time with the Bondi vet.
Oh, the Bondi. Formerly known as.
As good as you are, Julia, and your insight is very much appreciated, we have got an actual professional to come in with my dog, Barkley. Oh, wow. Yes, can we welcome to the stage Dr. Katrina Warren and Barkley? Oh. Barkley.
Isn't he beautiful?
He is beautiful. He's a beautiful dog. Barkley hasn't bitten you, has he?
Well, you know what? It's interesting. When I went to touch Barkley and pull the hair out of his eyes, see how he can't see properly? His hair is actually... He had a little snap at me.
He did.
Yeah.
Mm. Can I bring him up here, actually,
sure,
Katrina?
I'm going to...
Come on, Barkley. Come on. Remember, Dirty's here. He's a beautiful dog.
Barkley.
Well, Doctor, is it like, you know, monkey see, monkey do? Do you think the dog would have learned behaviours from... like maybe Dave or...
Possibly. They certainly learn body language, though. So if the family's anxious, if you start stressing about something, then they take...
No, I mean, like, if Dave goes around biting other people, do you think the dog... Yeah.
Quite possibly.
My teeth, I can't even eat bread without teeth breaking, so I can't bite people. Oh, Barkley. Now, my wife, Katrina, wants Barkley to wear this, you know?
No.
And I'm like, he's going to look like Hannibal Lecter.
If you're really worried about any dog biting, because the thing is, it's all fine and well when we're kind of having fun with him, but if he does bite a kid on the face, then you're in problems. So
he bit a kid, but not hard. And the kid's mother didn't see it happen, so...
Yeah, but that's a warning, right? It's a warning that he's not comfortable. So the first
thing. It's a warning to the kids to not mess with Dave's kids.
Yes, yeah, right. So would you think Harley could pat him now or not?
Why is I. What?
Who do you want to wear that?
Well, I'll wear that.
We've got this.
This might work better. Now we can.
Oh, darling.
Well, that's good. If you just have a lot of these and just hand them, like give everyone in your street one, and anyone your wife's potentially going to have a car accident with.
People are a bit sensitive these days. Like I remember as a kid, I used to get bit by dogs all the time. And it was just like
it really was. Absolutely. And dogs used to run around the streets. Yeah. They were never tied up.
Like, oh, got bit again. Huh?
Well, you know what, Barkley last night, because you said if he's going to be on the show. You can't travel with him in a plane on the same day. So we Barkley stayed with me guys in the 5-star Langham Hotel. So. And they have that's Barkley.
Oh my god!
That's Barkley eating doggy room service.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's $40 worth of food for Barkley.
That's
there.
Nice. So. Yeah.
And he didn't bite anyone, did you? Even the drunk guy who wanted to pat you. So, thank you, Katrina. Really appreciate your time. Yeah.
Because I love him.
So no muzzle or muzzle? What do you think?
Look, if you're really concerned, you can get nicer looking muzzles than that, though.
So we might get a bling muscle for you, buddy. All right. So good on you. Mate. Thank you, Katrina. Give it up for Katrina Warren, everyone, and Barkley. We're nearly out of time, guys. We've got so many problems to get through. It's yes or no, no mucking about. Just trust your gut on these ones. Here we go. Alan has emailed in. When I met my wife 15 years ago, I pretended to like her favourite band, Coldplay, just to get her into the sack. I can't go another Coldplay concert. Should I confess, yes or no?
No.
Still for love, just don't confess.
Yeah, don't confess. It's all yellow for you for the rest of your life. So. Steve writes, my personal trainer calls me fatty as a nickname. Okay, I am fat, but I'm paying him. Should I tell him to stop, yes or no?
Yes.
No, tough love. Tony emails, I always get the number one pick on every category on Family Feud. My wife says that means I'm a massive bogan. Is that right?
Yes,
you're a bogan and be proud.
Yeah, wear it like a badge.
Exactly. Poppy has emailed, the fancy gelato shop near my house is experimenting with flavours. Last week they had orange-infused ricotta. Should I tell them?
Oh, sorry. Just give me a minute. Okay, go.
I think we've got our answer. Who's 15 years old writes, I want to sell all of my Lego on eBay and use the money to buy computer games. Mum said I regret this. Will I? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Don't sell your old Lego.
Don't sell your old Lego.
No, keep it forever.
Why?
Yeah,
why?
Keep.
So you can build an empire.
Build a house.
It's not gold. Sell the Lego. Get it out of the house. Priscilla has emailed in, my mum always had favourite children and I wasn't one of them. Now she's doing it with the grandkids. Is it time to tell her to stop? Yes or no?
No. Never going to change her.
Have you got a favourite child, Julia?
Yes.
Which one?
Dan.
Neil writes, my wife insists I use hankies now as opposed to tissues as they are better for the environment, but I find them disgusting. Should he get rid of the hankies and go back to the tissues? Yes or no?
Yeah, do the Bushman's hanky.
Yeah, right.
Which just block one nostril and blow the other one out. Booska!
Done! Not if you're in a restaurant, though, would you?
Nah, well, you do it to the side of the table.
All right, Hannah says, I buy pitted olives from the deli, but always find at least two with pits. Should I tell a deli guy... Am I being too petty?
Oh,
yes,
my God, take the week off.
Too petty.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Get the pit out of your ass, all right? So... guys. That's it. That's our show. There's no doubt tonight we've made Australia great again. Please thank my extraordinary team, Harley Breen, Anne Edmonds, Nazim Hussain, Julia Morris. Thanks to Katrina Warren and Ricky Lee as well. You've been brilliant. I've been huge. We'll see you next week. See you.
Help. Please. Please help.
What? What is it?
You wouldn't be able to help me anyway.
Oh, of course I can help. I'd do anything to help you.
It's just my favourite Ten Speaks podcast isn't releasing another episode for 3 more days.
For God's sakes, man. Just go and listen to some of their other amazing content.
Go to the Ten Speaks page on Tenplay to see all that amazing content that guy was talking about.
Ten Speaks.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.